For a few years there, climate scientists were hopeful that the world's greenhouse gas emissions were starting to level off. But last year, the trend became less promising as we saw a 1.6% increase in emissions. Now, new research suggests the numbers for this year are even worse. We're going to take a look at what this means for the fight against climate change. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Kendra Pierre-Lewis, a reporter on the New York Times climate team who has been covering this topic. Thank you for talking to us tonight. We're talking about new figures published by the Global Carbon Project. Tell us more about the project.
Sure. They've been around for around 13 years, I think, and they sort of release these kinds of reports pretty much every year. And as you said in the lead up, yes, emissions have risen this year, 2.7 worldwide, and they're estimating that the U.S., after several years of decline, has increased 2.5%. Some of that increase is driven by things like coal in countries like China and in India, but a huger, like a really large chunk of that, believe it or not, is actually driven by transportation. I got to talk to Corinne LeCaire. She's one of the researchers in one of the studies, and she was saying that basically we've created this amazing sort of like renewable energy infrastructure, and we haven't yet done that for transportation. So we have electric cars, but we don't have those sort of things that go with it. So we don't have a ton of charging stations. We don't have kind of a broader infrastructure, and they really kind of emphasize cars in particular, even though like flights, like airplanes was also another category that has increased. Like more of us are taking flights and more of us own cars and are driving longer. And that combination is causing emissions to increase, which is especially true in California.
Kendra, when it comes to the policies that drive some of this, do you have a sense of what the lag time is? In other words, policies that are put into place 5 years ago are starting to impact us now. I mean, is there any correlation there?
From what I'm getting, it's like the policies kind of don't go far enough. In part because as humans, we're really good at sort of shifting the behaviors around it. And so there are things like we didn't anticipate, like one of the authors that I talked to sort of said that he thought peak oil in the United States had already happened, like that's sort of what they thought in the U.S. and in Europe. But like we're still using a tremendous amount of oil. And the SUV and the automobile companies are sort of going in kind of a bifurcated way. They're heavily investing in SUVs because it's really economical for them. They make a lot of money off of them, and they're going towards electric, and they're kind of getting out of the sedan business. So basically, a lot of consumers are left with this choice, like, do they buy an electric car or do they buy an SUV?
Well, the Global Carbon Project you mentioned has been around for about 13 years. When it comes to their science, does their math and their conclusions match what others around the world have found?
So the project, the researchers who have done this, it's two different studies that came out from this. Both are peer-reviewed, and it's over 100 researchers from more than 50 institutions around the country, institutions that you've heard of, such as Stanford, and then a bunch that maybe aren't as common to Americans, but like that are just as renowned in like Europe and overseas. So yeah, there's no question about sort of the people who are putting this together. It's not random.
What's the reaction been to your piece so far?
A lot of people are surprised. Some people are shocked. Some people have emailed me to say thank you for covering the topic. I think a lot of people are just sort of getting their head around the fact that climate change is not just, you know, it's no longer a debate. It's real. We're seeing the effects. California saw the effects just recently with the wildfires. You know, last year was a record-breaking year in the United States for disasters. And I think a lot of people are beginning to realize that we're running out of time.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. Kendra Pierre-Lewis is a reporter on the New York Times climate team.